Paul's letter to the Romans brings us two big challenges at the beginning of this new year: a challenge for the body and a challenge for the mind. First, the challenge for body. Paul says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." What on earth is a living sacrifice, and why should we want to sacrifice ourselves? A sacrifice is, by definition, dead and cut up and placed on an altar offered up to a god. So if sacrifices are normally dead, what's a living sacrifice? It's a giving of ourselves and our lives to God for his worship and service. Interesting that Paul specifies our bodies are to be offered to God, as in those days, in Greek and Roman thought, bodies were considered a hindrance to spirituality. Bodies were to be treated harshly with a strict regime, or, at the other extreme, to be indulged with desires for food and alcohol and sex, given free rein. But either way, bodies were not considered a part of one's spiritual experience and growth. So when Paul says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, he's saying even your bodies, that is, all of yourself. Offer to God your whole self, body and mind, and your whole life as an act of worship, of service, as a living sacrifice. We may not like the idea of sacrifice, I don't anyway, as it involves dying, a dying to self, to what I want. Why would I choose to do that? The answer is in the passage itself, by the mercies of God. Some translations say, in view of God's mercy, or because of God's mercy. In other words, God's mercy is to be our motivation for dying to self, for our sacrificial worship and service of God. When we stop to think of the mercy and love God has shown us in giving us his only Son to be born and live and die and rise again for us, then we respond with an offering of ourselves and our love back to him. We say yes to God in response to his wonderful yes to us. The cross shows us how much he loves us, his extravagant, overflowing, abundant love for each one of us. And we offer ourselves back to him in response to that love. Other translations like this one say, by the mercies of God. In other words, God's mercy, his loving kindness, enables us to live this way. The knowledge of God's love is transformative. We know human love can be transformative. Someone rather prickly can be softened when they fall in love and that love is reciprocated. How much more can the knowledge of God's love soften and transform the hardness and self-centeredness of the human heart? And that brings us to the second challenge of this passage, a challenge for the mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The way we think is to change too, to come into line with the truth of God's word, rather than with the sometimes twisted way the world around us thinks. I'm sure we can all think of ways our culture is steeped in shallow, silly, and damaging patterns of thinking and behavior about what makes us happy, about what's important, about love and relationships, about fame and greed and materialism, to name a few. We have only to think of the things we might want to protect children from to realize our culture has some dreadful ways of thinking. And there are things about how the world works, how countries behave, about how power is used, about what we believe, about news and fake news and conspiracies. The world is changing fast. Maybe more than ever, we need to look to God and his love and to his word to know how to live for him, how to live in the God-given way to live life to the full, a life of love and truth. Hearing God's word in the Bible just on Sundays isn't really an ideal spiritual diet. It's a good start, but we need to be fed more often than that. I don't know if you currently read the Bible every day or most days, but there are some terrific resources to help. There is like this booklet, Our Daily Bread. Robert and I were mentioning Frieda earlier. Some of you who've been around a long time will remember her. She was a great advocate of these little booklets with a short daily Bible reading and prayer. If anyone would like to see or take one, I've got several after the service, I'd be delighted. I also recommend an app, Lectio 365, which has roughly 10-minute sessions each morning you can read or listen to that are engaging, uplifting, and relevant. There's usually a psalm and another short Bible passage and prayer in 10 or 11 minutes. Of course, we need God himself's help for all this, to be shaped to live the abundant life of God's love and truth. Today's collect asks God to grant that we may have grace and power faithfully to fulfill what we ought to do. God's grace and power are available to us. So, being a living sacrifice, renewing our minds, let's think of one way or one step we can take today, this week. And let's make it our prayer today. I'm going to pray the collect again. O Lord, we beseech thee mercifully to receive the prayers of thy people which call upon thee, and grant that they may both perceive and know what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to fulfill the same. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.